Tyler Reagan stepped onto the Catalyst stage before 100,000 Christian leaders, and something shifted in the room. Not because he offered another leadership framework or productivity hack, but because he asked a question nobody wanted to answer. Are you bringing life or death to the people you lead? In workplaces where 65% of employees would trade their boss for a pay raise, this question lands like a punch. We've normalized leadership that drains rather than energizes, that extracts rather than invests. But what if the entire premise is wrong? What if leadership was never meant to be a transaction of authority for compliance, but a divine partnership that breathes life into dry bones? Leadership isn't just about results. It's about who you become and who you help others become. When Ezekiel stood in a valley of dry bones, God could have restored Israel alone. Instead, he invited partnership. Prophesy to these bones. This pattern reveals God's design, loving people through his people, creating multiplication beyond individual capacity. Consider a church volunteer who made an inappropriate comment and immediately apologized. Leaders asked him to step back, reasonable enough, but handled it so poorly, he spiraled into a 2-year faith crisis and stopped attending entirely. They forgot restoration was the goal, not just correction. Our decisions ripple into people's souls, families, and futures. Jesus made the priority clear: love God, love your neighbor. Life-giving leadership flows from deep connection with God, enabling us to properly love those in our influence. This isn't reserved for pastors. It's for every teacher, manager, and parent. Like any important calling, it costs something: time, energy, emotional investment. But the pain produces something worth the sacrifice. Picture yourself as an 85-pound 8th grader in 1989 wearing Z. Kavarich's pants because everyone else did, even though they weren't remotely you. We laugh at teenage conformity, yet replicate it in boardrooms daily, sacrificing authenticity because that's just business. Bronnie Ware, who worked in hospice care, discovered dying people's number one regret: I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Your personality traits aren't mistakes. They're tools for your unique purpose. This doesn't excuse avoiding growth. Being straight shooting shouldn't mean speaking without filters. Being naturally unstructured doesn't excuse poor communication. We must lead from our natural wiring while developing our rough edges. When we operate primarily from learned behaviors rather than authentic strengths, exhaustion follows. God created all of you for your purpose, not a filtered version performing someone else's script. Life-giving leadership requires intentional self-investment. The life you cultivate flows to everyone around you through 5 essential streams. Self-awareness forms the foundation. Daniel Goleman's research on emotional intelligence revealed that the best leaders excel at leading people, not managing projects. A 360-degree evaluation showed me that, despite being relational, my body language often betrayed disinterest. Without self-awareness, leaders remain clueless about their impact. Self-acceptance represents one of leadership's most difficult obstacles. 4 keys unlock it. Learn to love yourself. Happiness exists only in acceptance. Stop chasing other people's uniqueness. Comparison destroys you. Seek freedom from wrong expectations. Unclear expectations cause miscommunication. Recognize that integrity roots acceptance. Consistency strengthens self-acceptance. Self-confidence drives elite performance. When you lead confidently, people sense you're going somewhere and want to follow. Confidence grows through laying a biblical foundation, trusting your strengths, and improving weaknesses so they don't derail you. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. Humble leaders live for something bigger than themselves, expanding concern beyond personal circles. They attract people and position themselves to make teams better. Health is a prerequisite for longevity. Without it, even talented leaders fizzle out. Creating boundaries, establishing rhythms, maintaining friendships, pursuing hobbies, and exercising regularly all contribute to sustainable leadership. Life-giving leaders embrace four calls woven into every Jesus follower's DNA: to sweat, to sacrifice, to surrender, and to serve. The call to sweat recognizes that great leadership requires hard work. At Catalyst, event seasons mean 18-hour days, but we embrace this because we prepared. When leaders with earned authority choose heavy lifting alongside their teams, it creates powerful loyalty. The call to sacrifice means giving credit when things go right and taking responsibility when things go wrong. What receives your time reveals what you value most. As Jesus taught, self-sacrifice is the way to saving yourself, running counter to our culture's pursuit of immediate gratification. The call to surrender is exemplified by Martin Luther King Jr., who remained committed to nonviolent protest despite facing assault. You can't win the Nobel Peace Prize at 35 unless you've surrendered to something bigger than yourself. The call to serve recognizes that for believers in Jesus, serving isn't optional. In Matthew 20, Jesus presents a clear contrast. Whoever wants to be great must become a servant. When you serve others, your heart transforms. It's difficult to stay frustrated with people when you choose to serve them. Life-giving organizations pulse with energy felt by staff and customers alike. Like Dorothy's shift from Grayscale, Kansas to Vivid Oz, life-giving leaders transform bland cultures into thriving ones, igniting teams to flourish. Many businesses chase short-term wins over investing in culture. Being a leader worth following demands time, sacrifice, and setting ego aside. Life-giving leaders redefine success beyond results to include how they develop people. Just as the Dead Sea's salinity kills life while rainforests burst with abundance, organizations need the right conditions for people to thrive. Leadership isn't just what you do, it's what you allow. A critical insight: a good product with a bad process is a counterfeit win. Results may look impressive externally, while the journey was toxic. Great teams choose trust over suspicion, giving the benefit of doubt rather than assuming the worst. Each person brings unique gifts. Life-giving leaders study their team members' strengths, positioning them strategically while fostering peer accountability. When people operate through their natural wiring, they prove trustworthy and deliver their best work. When you become a life-giving leader, your influence extends far beyond your immediate circle. Like ripples from a stone in water, your leadership reaches shores you'll never see. Former team members carry your influence into new organizations, clients take cultural expectations elsewhere, and even competitors may adopt your approach. This ripple effect multiplies exponentially. A single life-giving leader can transform entire industries or communities. Unlike leadership built on charisma or authority, life-giving leadership creates self-perpetuating systems that continue long after you've moved on. My wife, Carrie, exemplifies this through her exceptional ability to love people well. My father taught me authenticity by bringing joy to everyone while showing unconditional care. Tom Tanner, my Wesley Foundation director, transformed my spiritual growth through midnight prayer sessions and countless hours invested in students. You were created with unique purpose to bring life to others. The sooner you embrace and lead from your truest self, the quicker you'll fulfill God's calling. This journey begins and ends with Jesus, the ultimate life-giving leader. Lead as if people's lives depend on it, because they do.